Shalom to all. Today's office Yerushalayim Maaseh Daf Mem Beis, and we are starting about the third line with a quote from the Mishnah of Im Haitzi Chayav Maaseh Supatur Minat Truma, and in the Vilna Sura Daf it's on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, about halfway through the Amud. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Meir Masar Basar Yaakov Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So this part of the Mishnah was telling us that if a person purchased leftover grape stuff or olive stuff after it was ready squeezed into wine or olive oil, and he managed to be Maitzi to extract more liquid from it, it's Chayav Maaseh but Patur from Truma. Why Patur from Truma? Well, that's because the original owner, when he separated Truma, he had in mind to take Truma off for everything, but he did not have Maisus in mind, only on the finished product, and therefore, this product here, this newly extracted wine or olive oil, has to have Maisus separated, but not Truma. And for the clarification of this, Tani Abraiser says, Lo Yisraim, he should make sure not to separate Truma. Over Vitaram, let's say he did do so, Reb Rechia Amar Yafa Kaichai, Reb Rechia says, it's good what he did, it's fine, it's considered Truma. Whereas Rav Mana says, Lo Yafa Kaichai, what he did is not good. Aisa Truma Shumafresh Tevel Maiser, this Truma that he's separating is considered Tevel for Maiser. As we just said, the original Baal Bayis had in mind everything over here when he separated Truma, and that means the juice that's being extracted now is 100% Pater from Truma, and now that this new person is giving Truma to the Kayin, he's not really giving Truma, he's giving Tevel that has to have Meiser separated, and the Kayin's not going to realize that, and he's going to end up drinking it thinking it's Truma, and obviously that's a problem. Now we continue discussing this. Rav Chananya Chavrin Drabban Abay, Rav Chananya the colleague of the Rabban, asked the following question. Tarm Echad B'Shishem, Shu Echad M'Shishem V'Echad, Ala Kituin V'Al Tzadin V'Amash B'Sech HaTaven. Let's say this person separated 1/60th of the produce for Truma, and we know that's considered ayin ra, and that's the least amount a person should be separating derabanan. But when actual calculation is made, it turns out that it's only 1/60th for the regular produce. This 60th is not including the gitan, the cutoff parts, and the tzadin, the stuff on the sides, and the stuff that's left inside the tevin, inside the straw after it's ready threshed. And if that was included in the cheshbin, it would turn out that he only separated 1 out of 61 and not 1/60th. So do we say that this is valid Truma, or no? Maybe it's not, because again, it's 1 out of 61 of the entire thing. So Rabbi Yossi, he answers, Masnisahi, isn't this our Mishnah Beferosh? Was the Mishnah tell us, Shatayrim, when the person separates Truma, Belibay, Alakitain, Valstadin, Valmashi Besechateven, he has in mind all of these things. And Klum Tricha El Abiyasir, it's only necessary to teach us this din when there's more than the actual amount he's separating for. In other words, there's no reason for the Mishnah to tell us that if he separates 1/60th for the entire pile, including everything, even the Kitain and the Tzadin and Mashi Besechateven, that it's valid. Of course it's valid. He's separating enough Truma. So it must be the Mishnah is telling us exactly what Chananya's question was. Then when a person has in mind to separate Truma, even though he only separated 1/60th for the actual produce he has here, and if you include the Kitain and the Tzadin and Mashi B'Sech HaTevin in the Cheshbin, it would turn out to be 1 out of 61, it's still considered 100% Truma. And the reason for this is because Midai Raisa, we know the Chita Achas B'Taris Zakri, a person only needs to separate a tiny little bit from Meiser, and the number of 1/60th is just Midrabanon. So in this situation, the Truma is 100% valid. Anything to explain the mission, we had said, Kech Sde Yark Basuri V'Chulu, if a person purchased a field of vegetables in Surya from a non-Jew, so it depends whether it's Chayav in Maisres. If he had bought it before the produce reached Einas HaMaisres, that means it reached Einas HaMaisres in the Rishus of the Yid, so he's Chayav take off Maiser. But if he bought it after the produce already reached Einas HaMaisres, so then the produce is Pater from Maiser because he had bought it from a non-Jew. Now we continue explaining this. Tani, we have a brass that says, Sada Shevia Shlish Lefnei Gai. If the field grew a third while it's in the Rishus of the Gai, V'lakham Men Yisrael, and then a Yid bought it from him, Rabbi Kiva says, Hatay Sefes Pater. Even that which continues growing is Pater, even though now it's going to grow another 2/3 in the Rishus of the Yid, still all of that is Pata for Maestris because it reached a third, which is its determination of Maeser, while it's in the Rishus of a Goy. Whereas the Chamim say, Hatesef es Chayiv, the continued growth, the next 2/3 is Chayiv in Maeser. Rabbevina Ula Bar Yishmal says, B'Shem Rablazar, Av Chachamim Leichiv B'Tesef es El Sha'avar. Another thing the Chamim are holding here is that they're Mechayiv the Tesef es in Maeser based off of the previous year. Shemaya Sheni, Sheni, Ani, Ani. If it was Chayiv in Maeser Sheni, so it's Chayiv in Maeser Sheni. If it was Chayiv in Maeser Ani, it's Chayiv in Maeser Ani. Meaning, even though the first third of its growth was in the Rishus of the Gai, and that's Pater from Maaser according to everybody, we still look at what year in the Shemitah cycle it grew in. So let's say, for example, it grew in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, that year is Chayiv in Maaser Sheni. That means the continued growth, even though it grew in the third year, is still going to be Chayiv in Maaser Sheni. Or let's say the first year's growth grew in the third year of the Shemitah cycle, which would technically be Mechayiv in a Maaser Ani. So then even though the continued 2/3 grew in the fourth year, which would be Mechayiv in a Maaser Sheni, the Chum say that no, we look at the previous year when it grew a first third of its growth, and it's Chayiv in Maaser Ani. Now that's Memra 1 from Rabbi Avinu Ula Bar Yishmal. We continue, Mem Beis on Beis on top, Tani Rabbi Yonis and Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yonis and Rabbi Yossi says, Minai L'tvu She'via Shlish L'fnei Rosh Hashanah. How do we know that if grain grew a third of its growth before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, Shemitah, one's allowed to gather it in on Shemitah like regular, and it doesn't have Kedusha Shvias, even though it grew 2/3 of its growth on Shemitah, because the Pasuk says, this is not one Pasuk, this is really two separate Pasukim. One Pasuk says, you shall gather your grain, and then the next Pasuk says, Uba Shvias. We have to add that extra Vav in there. And if we read it all together, it would sound like this, and you're allowed to gather your grain even on Shemitah like regular, and it doesn't have to be treated like Shemitah. Well, how is that possible that you're gathering grain on Shemitah, but it's not Shemitah? It must be, says Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yaisi, that we're talking about grain which grew a third before Shemitah, so it's already considered non-Shemitah grain, and that's why, even though it continued growing on Shemitah, you're allowed to gather it like regular. Now here we have our second member, Rabbi Vina Ula Bar Yishmal, says B'Shem Rabbi Lazar, Asher Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yaisi, B'Shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi. This that Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yaisi just said is the same Shita as Rabbi Kiva's Rabbi. Kamad Rabbi Kiva Amar, just like Rabbi Kiva said, Acher Shlish HaRishon Ad Mahalech, you go after the first third, that's what we had on the bottom of Amud Aleph. If the produce grew a third in the Rishus of the guy, even though the Yid purchased it afterwards, the continued growth is still Pater for Meiser. Can Rabbi Yonasan Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, Acher Shlish HaRishon Ad Mahalech? Rabbi Yonasan Rabbi Yaisi says the same thing, that you go Baser the first third, and if the first third grew before Shemitah, even though it continued growing into Shemitah, it's still considered non-Shemitah produce. However, Amr Rabzeir Ravina, Rabbi Zeir told Ravina, Tartan Milin Atun Amrin, Ve'inun Pligin Hada Hada. You just said two things, and they're really arguing with each other. Hacha Atun Marin Afkacham Lechivu B'Tesefes El Sha'avar She'im Haya Sheni Sheni Ani Ani. Over here, in the first Memra, you said the Chamim hold that the Tesefes, the continued growth of this produce, is judged L'Sha'avar. It goes based off of the previous year, which is when it grew a third of its growth, and that has to do with Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani, as we explained. V'hacha Atun Marin, and over here, you're saying, Asir Rabbi Yonasan Rabbi Yaisi B'Shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi, Rabbi Yonasan Rabbi Yaisi is going like Rabbi Kiva his Rebbe, and that's Mashma that the Chum argue. But that's not true, because you just said the Chum also hold we go Basa the first Shlish. Whichever year the first Shlish grew, that's its year of determination of Meiser. So it's Mashma from your second Memra, Rabbi Kiva and the Chum arguing, but it's really not true. And because of this, Rabbi Zeir continues, Ida Asir Rabbi Yonasan Rabbi Yaisi B'Shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi, if you want to say that Rabbi Yonasan Rabbi Yaisi goes like Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe, it must be in a different way. Kemal Rabbi Kiva Amar, it's just like what Rabbi Kiva says, Isser Svichim Taira, that the Isser Svichim is Midairaisa. Ken Rabbi Yonasan Rabbi Yaisi Amar, Isser Svichim Taira. Rabbi Yonasan Rabbi Yaisi also says that the Isser Svichim is Midairaisa. What's Isser Svichim? Literally, Svichim means aftergrowth, and this refers to certain things that can grow on their own. Often they're dropped during the harvest. It could be certain grains like wheat or barley, certain vegetables as well that grow on their own. And there's an Isser on Shemitah to have Svichim. The Machlaike says whether there's an Isser Midairaisa or Drabanon, and Rabbi Kiva holds as an Isser Dairaisa. And if you, Rabbi Vina Ula, want to say that Rabbi Yonasan Rabbi Yaisi goes like his Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva, it must be regarding the Isser Svichim that he holds its Dairaisa. How do we see its Dairaisa? So this goes back to the Braisa at the top of this Amud, where Rabbi Yonasan Rabbi Yaisi told us that if grain grew a third before Shemitah, it's allowed to be gathered like regular on Shemitah. That's actually referring to the Isser Svichim, that this is not considered Svichim because it already grew a third of its growth before Shemitah, and therefore, even though it continued another 2/3 of growth on Shemitah, it's not Svichim. And how do we know he holds its Dairaisa? Well, that's because he quotes a Pasuk to tell us that it's okay. As he said, Vasaftis Tuasa Bashvias, so it must be the Isser Svichim is a Dairaisa, and that's why we need a Pasuk to tell us it's permitted. Now we just continue to talk about this. The Gemara says, Hivia Pachas Mishlosh Lifnei Shvias, let's say it grew less than a third of its growth before Shemitah, Venechasa Shvias, and now it's Shemitah, Asurim Shum Svichim, it's now Asur Kazu Svichim, because it didn't hit a Shlish before Shemitah. However, if he picks it before it hits a third of its growth, Veloicha Alei Kedusha Shvias, Kedusha Shvias is not Chal on it. Mem Gimel Amar Alpha on top, Shekvar Hayo Asavim, Veloicha Alei Kedusha Shvias, because in the sixth year, it was already considered Esav, it was already considered grasses, and since it didn't hit a third of its growth yet, Kedusha Shvias wasn't Chal on them, so if you pick it before a third of its growth, it's not considered Shvias yet. And similarly, at the end of Shemitah, Hevia Pachas Mishlish, Lifnei Shminis, let's say it grew less than a third of its growth before the eighth year, meaning grew less than a third of its growth in Shemitah, Venechas Shminis, and now continued growing into the eighth year, Mutars Misham Svichin, there's no issue of Svichim, because it didn't hit a Shlish on Shemitah. However, V'chal in Kedusha Shvias, Kedusha Shemitah is Chal on them, because they started growing on Shemitah. Now we just continue talking about this Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shem ben Lakish, Trehan and Marin, both of them say that Madim Chacham Rabbi Kiva, the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Kiva, Besidjon Shalshanim, in regards to the order of the years, Sheim Haya Sheni Sheni Ani Ani. That whenever it reaches a third of its growth, that's its year of determination of Meiser, if it would be Chayv Meiser Sheni, so Chayv Meiser Sheni, if it would be Chayv Meiser Ani, so it's Chayv Meiser Ani. And one last Machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Kiva in this, before we pause for the day, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says, Hefker V'Hektish Kisuria machlokes Rabbi Akiva Chachamim. Hefker and Hektish is just like Surya, which is subject to the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Namely, if one was Zaycha and Hefker, or he redeemed Hektish produce after it grew a third and it continued growing in his Rishos, is that continued growth Chayav in Meiser? And that's what he's saying. That's the same machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva holds that since it reached a third in a state of Patur, either as Hefker or as Hektish, so the rest is Patur, whereas the Chachamim argued that the rest is Chayav. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this machlokes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.